this is a hey, good recording, nice, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Sam. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Another day, another dollar or something like that, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit different for you. You're still a young whippersnapper. But for my guest, Joe McNally, who's on the line all the way from North Carolina. No, Charlottesville, Virginia. I don't know why I always want to connect you to North Carolina, Virginia. One thing that they have in common, definitely, is they're both southern states with warm weather. So, you know.
Where's that?
Joe, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I really am. And I know we're going to talk about some horrible things this morning, but I'm doing fine. And you and I always have this only slight disagreement that I insist on being optimistic. and it's hard to do these things,
okay,
but so, I know that.
So,
I'm still going to insist on it.
Okay, so Joel's going to be optimistic.
You're a Debbie Downer.
Now, how could I do that? But yeah.
well, the January 6th committee is convening. Are you optimistic about that?
I'm a little optimistic.
now you want to add a little.
Well, I'll tell you why I am. You know, it's based on my history. We know that you know, government hearings don't usually move people to do things these days. But you and I lived through one that did. There was a hearing on the last time we had a criminal president of the United States.
Oh yeah,
who was actually running a burglary ring out of the Oval Office. that really, seriously, you know, it almost sounds too unbelievable. That you know, he hired criminals to break into the offices of his opponents. One of them was they broke into the office of a very courageous researcher who released to the United States of America a top secret report on Vietnam, which proved and showed that the government of the United States, throughout the conduct of the war in Vietnam that killed 58,000 Americans and hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese, the government of the United States lied to the voters and to the public and to every American. They went Richard Nixon went on television and said, you know, he was pulling out of Vietnam. He made up outrageous lies as he was murdering more people and getting more Americans murdered. And the whole premise of the Vietnam War was a lie under Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson was a great president. He passed the only civil rights legislation and voting rights legislation that ever was really passed in America that now the current criminal president, you know, has been trying to dismantle, and so is his Supreme Court. And you know, he was a great president, but he lied totally about the Vietnam War. And when all that was put out on television, and when the lies of the president were put out, President Nixon, that because he had taped the criminal conversations in his office, in the Oval Office, about the burglaries he sent out, to break into the Democratic National Committee to try to tap their phones and to steal their files. And he had his criminals break into a psychiatrist's office of that researcher who was involved in releasing the so-called Pentagon Papers, which proved just how criminal the Vietnam War was. That was all on tape. And when the Republicans learned that their president was a criminal, they actually went to Richard Nixon and said, "We can't support you anymore. You have to leave office. You have to quit." He was the only president who has ever quit the presidency because he was forced to by his own party because they wouldn't tolerate criminals. Well, guess what? You know, Republicans now do tolerate criminals, and when you're talking about that government hearing, when that opens, some of the evidence of the crimes that he committed against democracy, to try to overthrow the election of Joe Biden, to have his violent mob attack the Capitol of the United States and threaten to murder his own vice president, Mike Pence, and the entire Congress. They were chasing the Congress. They were chasing senators and House members through the halls of the United States Capitol. And if they had caught them, they would have torn them to pieces. They actually resulted in six police officers getting killed, or some of them committing suicide shortly after. Injuries, horrible injuries, the police officers beaten with flagpoles, which actually had American flags attached to them, and Trump flags attached to them, creating permanent brain damage to many of those police officers. Now, those are the kind of crimes that are going to come out in this hearing over the next few weeks. And the exact plot that President Trump, the most criminal president, even more criminal than Richard Nixon, because his criminals were intended to overthrow democracy and overthrow a legitimate election in which the voters of America defeated Donald Trump and threw him out of office by more than 7 million votes in the largest turnout of the American voter in American history.
So
now that's a pretty big crime, and I think it should make a big difference.
So Joe,
some of those crimes.
One of the things that I really want to have an extended conversation with you about this morning is just that the fact that the other side, the Republican Party, and what
they're lying about it.
They're not just lying about that, Joel. Everything,
sure.
You know, and so we're at a point where the divide in this nation. I was listening to some conservative talk on my way into the studio this morning, and constantly I'm hearing Republicans talking about people on the left. They're leftists. Yeah. They're leftists.
Those horrible people.
Yeah, the horrible people on the left. And so my thing is, Joe, when did it become a crime to be on the left? I mean, what is the crime? The people on the left are concerned about what's in the interest of everybody. And so they made people out of villains who claim to be just average Americans who want what's in the best interest of everybody, but somehow they vilified those people on the left, you and I, as if we are somehow monsters from, you know, a different planet. You've always been a guy who has stood up every time over all these years. You've always pointed out to me, Earl, there's some good folk on the right. Yeah, I mean, really, because I've always thrown them all into the same, you know, bag. And you've always pointed out to me that, you know, there are a lot more good Republicans than there are bad Republicans. But, Joel, the numbers are evening out, you know.
Yeah, Let me qualify that okay. even more.
All right. It's 2022 now, Joe. It's 2022 now.
but when I said that and I
stand by it, right?
Now, well, I don't entirely.
Stand oh, okay, by it, okay.
Because here's the difference. I still, and here's one thing I will continue to insist. That there are many, many intelligent Republicans who know that what their party is doing is wrong, that what Trump, everything Trump did was wrong, that all of that is wrong, but they just don't care. So,
well, Joel, so no, if they don't care,
let me.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is worse? If you're ignorant and stupid and believe the lies that Trump put out about claiming he not only won the election, but he won the election by a landslide, and the only way he could have been defeated in America was by some kind of multi-state conspiracy among both elected officials that are Republican and elected officials that are Democrat. So it was a multi-party, multi-state conspiracy because they certified all those votes.
Hey, Joel, you got to hang on. You hear the music. On the line, like my good friend, award-winning journalist, Joe McNally is on the line from Charlottesville, Virginia. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.